Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Everyone is doing fine tonight. This is Mary Hall, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Is your God awesome? My God is. He's always an awesome God. Our widow ministry scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. But we've got two different topics, but it all falls back to the Holy Spirit. Remember when Jesus died on the cross? When he came back to appear to the disciples, he came back to also fill them with the Holy Spirit. And the scripture reads, the topic is power from on high. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. That's Acts 1:8. I wish that all of you could have been to our revival last week. Both pastors, we had a lecturer and also a revivalist, and they were awesome, unbelievable. And they talk about Peter, when Peter, even though that Peter denied Jesus three times when the rooster crowed, when he received the Holy Spirit, he went out there and he could not stop talking about how good God was. He just continuously, he didn't let nothing stop him from talking about his Father, Father God. And also, he suffered by the different things that he went through, being in jail, in out of jail, and later on being also killed. But he knew his purpose, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So he had, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the desire to do his will, to die, the desire to, there's different things that happen within inside of you. And talking about these two topics I'm talking about tonight is power from on high and also learning to follow the leader. But the first scripture comes from Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you. There are many well-meaning Christians who never succeed in developing their full potential because they didn't understand the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. This has a negative influence on their discipleship, and they are unable to serve Christ effectively as they should. If you depend on your own strength in your service to the Master, you are sure to fail. Jesus himself said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." That's coming from John 15:5. This is not something that you can earn or something that happens through your own effort. The anointing is the gift of grace you receive when you submit yourself to the authority of the living Christ. And when you diligently seek him in prayer and willingly receive the blessing and the privilege and responsibility of this gift, accept God's gift with gratitude and joy, and always allow the Spirit to lead you the way of service that he will ordain for you. Then serve them with a new bound spirit of trust, authority, and peace. Yes, you can serve the Lord not just by wearing a collar around your neck. When I knew my purpose and my gift, yes, I prayed and asked God that I did not want to wear the collar. Can I do his will? I won't say exactly like Jesus did, but Jesus walked freely as a human being and took and spoke his words and his message without a collar. But it's okay if you are called to the ministry. Just be obedient whenever, whatever you're called to do, do it. So, and the Holy Spirit gives you that power from on high. The next topic that's dealing with the same topic, learning to follow the leader. And this scripture is coming from Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. When you were small, there were so many different games that you and your siblings played. Hopscotch. Merry-go-round. Can't think of it. All of a sudden, the whole thing left me. But all the different games that you played. Also, one was probably follow the leader. And you probably always wanted to be, you always wanted to play a leader. And but your siblings probably wanted to be the leader also. And the older one always got the right to be the leader. And the game that you play, you just played, and being able to be the leader, it gives you the right to do what you want to do, what game you would play, and who would clean the house, who would take out the trash, who would vacuum the carpet, and so on. And most of the time, it is the older sibling that is chose to be the leader. Romans 8:14 says, "For as many as we led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." In Greek, the sentence structure is reversed, so that it reads, "For as many as the Spirit are being led, they are the sons of God." This version puts the Holy Spirit at the first of the verse, and we are placed behind him. Just as children stay behind the leader as they play follow the leader. You know, in the olden days, I know when I was growing up, whenever your parents, there were company that came over, you had to either go to your room or go outside. Most of the time it was outside because your parents did not want you to go in that room to mess it up. So you end up being sent on the outside. You were never able to sit around and listen to them talk about whatever they're talking about. So pretty much this is saying the same thing about follow the leader. The Greek word of led is the word ago, which simply means to lead. It is often used to despite animals that were led by the rope tied around their neck. Once tied to the rope, these animals will fully follow wherever their owner lead them. Yes, a child follows its parents. They sometimes mimic their parents. Whatever they do, the children does. And you have to be very careful when you speak and do things around your children. How interesting that Paul used this word. He tells us that we should be willing to let the Holy Spirit lead us. And in every part of our lives, not just in one thing, but all things, we should surrender to Him that whatever He tells us to go, whatever He tells us to do, we should simply be obedient and follow. And I know I talked about the Holy Spirit in the last several months, but it's so important that you ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I'm sure some of you have already been filled with the Holy Spirit. But what the Holy Spirit wants us to do now is to tell us where to go, what to do, and being obedient and follow. So this is why I have talked a lot about the Holy Spirit in the last few months. Because it's important that we do His work, because I feel that the end is near because of all the different things that's happening. It's all in the Bible. However, it must also be pointed out that the word ago is also the root for Greek the word agon, which where we get the word agony. Even in Greek, the word agon describes an intense conflict, which such as a struggle and wrestling match or struggle of human will. The Holy Spirit wants us to be the one to lead us. Our human will, doesn't like the idea of being led. That's the human side of us, the flesh. You see, it is the nature of the flesh are to go its own way. And when we are chose to walk in the Spirit, we sometimes go through different changes and struggle because we don't want to follow the Spirit. Think of how many times a child is tempted to rebel against his parents, or consider the only time our flesh has rebelled against exercising our diet that we can't seem to finish. There is no doubt about it. The human will and the flesh are strong. Yes, of course. I'm sure we all have experienced that. Our flesh sometimes overtakes us in the things that we happen to do that can be very simple and wrong. And these are part of us that have a very difficult time surrendering control to oneself, and then includes being led by the Holy Spirit. When you were a child, you played follow the leader. Most of you, and some may have not, but there's so many other games that you have played while you were a child, because we didn't have toys and computer games and all those things, so we made up our own games. We didn't let the being led by our sisters and brothers and whatever we were told. We wanted to be in charge ourselves. We didn't want anyone to be in charge of us. That's how you've been feeling about your own life. But as a child of God, you have to learn to stay in your place, behind the Holy Spirit, following his lead. In Romans 14, it means much clearer. Those who follow the leader of the Holy Spirit, they are those sons of God. Following the leadership of the Holy Spirit is one of the privileges of being a son of God, although it may be agony to learn how to defer to him and to really let him be your leader. If you want to learn to live in a spirit-filled life, there is no way around it. You have to deal with your flesh. The flesh wants control, so you must. And I know you defend the flesh, and but you should allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. The struggle may seem great, but it is the only way to live a supernatural Christian life. Which one do you want? Do you want to live in the flesh, or you want to be led by the Holy Spirit? It is make your goal to learn how to discern the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we are led by the Holy Spirit, but we're not sure whether we hear him. We feel that, and sometimes we are puzzled by the things that we feel and what we see. And sometimes we let Satan step in and tell us things that is really more of the flesh than the Holy Spirit. Become the Holy Spirit's constant tag along, watching to see what he's doing, where he's going, and how he's leading you. Stay sensitive to him so you can pick up when he nudges you in your heart. Just like a little kid, when a baby may be walking for the first time, whatever, he pulls your skirt or pull on your pants. He's nudging you, asking you for something. That's the Holy Spirit. Being able to know when he is nugging and pulling on your skirt or in your heart. Then once you know what he wants you to do, just fall and step behind him and follow the leader. Just like the topic, learning how to follow the leader. We all can't be leaders. Everyone cannot be a leader. Just like when I discussed in the game how most of the time the older sibling is the one that chose to be the leader because they are older, and the younger one do not get the opportunity to lead. But at any age, you can lead. You can follow the leader, following God, his ways. So it's important to be able to listen and to understand when he is there nugging and in your heart and telling you what to do, where to go, And some of us also sometimes feel helpless and asking God, the Holy Spirit, please help me. Please tell me what to do, how to think, what to say. Yes. Yes, it's best to question him and ask him so we won't be making the wrong decision, the wrong choices. There are some questions that I want to leave with you that you should, based on this topic, think about this week. Can you recall the time in the past when you knew that the Holy Spirit was supernaturally leading you to do something? What were you doing at the time in your spiritual life that made it easier for you to recognize and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit? The next question is, in order for you to be led by the Holy Spirit, what action do you need to take to keep yourself sensitive enough to hear his voice and to discern his leading? Follow the leader. Just think about that. And a lot of times we always tell our children to be a leader, not to be a follower. Well, in this case, we want our children to be a follower, following the Holy Spirit. But I know many times I've told my children, be a leader, not a follower, because sometimes those followers can get them in trouble. But in this case, we are following the Holy Spirit. So we have to turn that thing around. And being a follower to the Holy Spirit. Right now what I'm doing, I am writing a telephone number down. There's a new caller on the air tonight. I'm not going to try to get you on the air, but I see your number. And just wanted to let you know that I appreciate your being a part of this show tonight. And I hope that this message also will encourage you to follow the leader. We have a few more minutes for announcement, but I would like to pray first before I like to pray after my message, and after that we will talk about our 10th anniversary. Heavenly Father, I know you want us to learn to follow you, the leader, leading of the Holy Spirit. I know that you sent him to be a leader and a guide for our life. For today, I open my heart to you. I ask you to help me to learn to recognize you, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Help us to know when you are leading us to do the right thing. With all our hearts, we request that you help us become sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and he can lead us in all our paths. We have design that you have designed for our life, Heavenly Father. We just ask you to continue to be with us. We want to follow the right thing, right person, and we want to follow the Holy Spirit because we do want to do the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen. So try following your leader this week. upcoming week is going to be the Labor Day weekend. So I want you to go out, you can, and start getting your purple and silver outfit ready for our 10th anniversary. That is September the 21st. It's a Saturday morning from 9 to 12 noon at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. is our pastor. We'll be having our 10th anniversary there, and we hope that all of you will be there to be a part of this great and wonderful 10th anniversary. We will be serving breakfast, so bring another widow or your friends and family. Fill up the place and let's celebrate our 10th anniversary of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. And if you have any questions, please give me a call at 770-981-9118. There are things that we are still planning for our program, a few things that have not been filled, and we're going to probably finish most of it, finish it up this coming weekend. So we might be calling one of you to do something on the program. So be available, be led by the Holy Spirit to make this 10th anniversary a successful one. And what other thing that I wanted to mention? Yes, there are several things that we are trying to do, and we need your donation as well during our anniversary. We want to upgrade and update our blog, radio, talk show website. We want to update our brochure that we give out whenever we have a new widow that come to our ministry. So we are doing several things that we need, and also we are will be working hard and putting finishing up all of our testimonies that will be going into our book that we're going to be writing. We're going to get this going because the 1st of January, we're going to start getting finalizing and getting things in order for our book to be published. And we hope that 2014 is that special year for us. This year came and is almost gone. This weekend is going to be September, so it's so amazing how time is flying. It's not waiting for you. So we are definitely want to make sure that the book is in production in 2015. So that's the end of our program tonight. Be blessed. Have a great week. Just remember, follow the leader, because he has the power to lead you, guide you, and help you, and also help you control that flesh when you don't want that flesh to feel the way that you don't want to feel sometimes. So, follow the Holy Spirit. Be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week, same time, every Tuesday from 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. each Tuesday night. Be blessed and have a great week, and good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us. Down before him. Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
down before you.
Kneel down before you.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship at the glory.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Kneel down before
him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.